This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Some people who want to add solar panels to their homes or businesses but are leery of the cost may have found a solution. Dozens of people are joining together and getting a discount from the installer. A just-completed group buy of solar power in the Milwaukee area may have been the state's largest. Chuck Kornbach reports.
At the home of Quentin Bendixson and Jamie Fershinger in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood, there are 6 solar panels on the roof, generating nearly 2 kilowatts, a relatively tiny amount, but more than enough power for this 1,100-square-foot home to run appliances, lights, this kitchen radio. The solar panels, a meter, and other equipment here are only 2 months old, as this summer Bendixson and Fershinger signed up for a group buy of solar power, organized by the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, the City of Milwaukee, and Village of Shorewood. Bendixson says the roughly 20% savings from guaranteeing a contractor a large amount of work finally helped make solar a go.
They've been doing the group buy for a couple years now, and I've gone to every year, I've gone to every session, and I run the numbers because I want to do it, but it also has to make sense. And this is the first year that I felt like it really made sense.
Jamie Fershinger says it also helped that the City of Milwaukee is backing the group buy and emphasized that any neighborhood could take part.
It shows that it's a priority to the city, and it starts the conversation in the community.
But Fershinger and Bendixson quickly add that the falling prices of solar panels and the panels' greater efficiency also were key factors. Their house is still on the grid, meaning electricity and natural gas from local utility We Energies will still be used, but the couple hopes the payback on their solar investment will be 8 years or less. The Midwest Renewable Energy Association reports that about 50 people have signed up for the group buy that ended last Friday, including some business owners. Airplanes seem to sound louder and fly lower when you're on the roof of a 5-story apartment building. This is the newly renovated Sage on Prospect complex, which has 96 solar panels, providing electricity to about 30 tenants. Mike O'Connor is co-owner of the building. He says the way that he's plugged utility charges into the rent, the cheaper to operate solar will pay off for him.
And that's really the concept that I think is the most powerful one, is that if I can get across to other landlords and other developers out there that they can make money by being green, then I think that they'll probably be interested in doing that.
O'Connor has not only added solar panels on the apartment building, he's also joined the group buy to put solar on his home in the suburbs. Elizabeth Hittman coordinates sustainability programs for the City of Milwaukee, and for group buys has helped streamline the permit process. Hittman says while she's trying to spread group solar across the area, it's not for everyone.
If you have too much shading on your roof, or you know, if you're renting a home and your landlord isn't interested, that you know it wouldn't really be an option for you.
And Hittman says at $5,000 to $7,000 for a typical residential project that's after tax credits, some homeowners can't afford solar just yet. Electric utilities say the mini surge in solar homes has forced them to raise fixed rates on utility bills because most solar users still need electric wires and other infrastructure. But Peter Murphy of the Midwest Renewable Energy Association says MREA plans to coordinate more group buys because people want more control over their power supply.
Democratization, decentralization. When you own your own solar panels, you're basically your own little power plant.
Or plants if you team up with others on a group solar purchase. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.